I'm JJ Green, and this is a Target USA Extra, the Mueller Report. There are three questions we'd like to tackle. What the national security implications of the Mueller Report are, what have we learned from the report that we didn't know before, and how does the Mueller Report connect to what we're seeing now from the Russian government? First, the national security implications. It's confirmation that Russia set out to interfere in the U.S. presidential election in 2016. It gives step-by-step a timeline of how they did it, details of who was involved, how they operated, the funding, the scope of operations. But most importantly, it shows exactly what the objective was, which was to amplify divisions between Americans. Number two, what have we learned from the report that we didn't know before? One key element is WikiLeaks' connection to the Russian government. It seems as though Julian Assange, starting in the summer of 2016, tried to provide cover for the Russian government, which the U.S. intelligence community and the Mueller report confirm was the source of the Democratic National Committee material that WikiLeaks was leaking. Assange's attempt to provide cover happened when he implied through a number of statements that Seth Rich, a former DNC staffer who was killed in July 2016, had been the source of the stolen emails. This information is on page 48 of the report. And thirdly, how does the Mueller report connect to what we're seeing from the Russian government in its global meddling operation? One name has come up over and over again. It's Yevgeny Prigozhin, known to be a good friend of Russian President Vladimir Putin, the man behind the infamous Internet Research Agency, indicted by the Justice Department last year. His name shows up in the Mueller report, but what's more interesting is something called the back office. It's a secret global interference campaign. It doesn't show up in the Mueller report, but there's other reporting and information suggesting Prigozhin is the man behind it. That reporting comes from a Russian investigative media group supported by Putin nemesis Mikhail Khodorkovsky. It's called The Project, and they've uncovered an elaborate special operation called, as I mentioned, the back office. Millions of dollars allegedly has been poured into this effort and is so highly organized that each high-level staffer has a special phone to keep them in direct contact with Prigozhin. I'm JJ Green, and this has been a Target USA Extra.